This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So 28 out of 31 banks tested to fail. What about the last one? That's Bank of America. It got what amounts to a warning from the Fed about unnamed deficiencies. B of A was ordered to fix them and to resubmit. Now, it's precisely 35 days until tax day, April 15th, in case you somehow let that date slip your mind. The IRS says so far this year the average refund is just over $3,100, and in around 8 in 10 taxpayers will get a refund. Personal finance website Bankrate.com has a new survey that reveals what the typical taxpayers plan to do with this refund, or at least what they plan, hope, wish they'd do. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
One in three taxpayers told the survey they'll use their refund to pay down debt. Another third will invest or save it. A quarter will pay for necessities like food and utilities.
They're doing some pretty responsible things with these funds.
Bankrate tax analyst Kay Bell says only 3% plan a vacation or shopping spree.
Whether it is recovering from the recession and finally getting a job or getting a little more money from employers, I think people are just have realized the need to be more prepared.
Consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow, though, doesn't quite buy it.
They answer according to what they hope they'll do as much as what they actually will do.
Her own surveys of consumers find that people's plans to pay off debt and save are often aspirational.
After the fact, this is what I hear, is that I've spent some of it on clothing or I've spent it on an evening out. It felt like a windfall.
Yarrow says most taxpayers know the right thing to do with their refund. They just don't always do it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.